2 Samuel chapter 19. And we'll read from verse 31. And Barzillai, the Gileadite, came down from Rogalim and went over Jordan with the king to conduct him over Jordan. Now Barzillai was a very aged man, even 80 years old. And he had provided the king of sustenance while he lay at Mahanaim, for he was a very great man. And the king said unto Barzillai, come thou over with me, and I will feed thee with me in Jerusalem. And Barzillai said unto the king, how long have I to live that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? I am this day 80 years old. And can I discern between good and evil? Can I servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto my lord the king? Thy servant will go a little way over Jordan with the king, and why should the king recompense me with such a reward? Let thy servant, I pray thee, turn back again, that I may die in mine own city, and be buried by the grave of my father and my mother. But behold, thy servant Chimham, let him go over with my lord the king, and do to him what shall seem good unto thee. And the king answered, Chimham shall go over with me, and I will do to him that which shall seem good unto thee, and whatsoever thou shalt require of me, that will I do for thee. And all the people went over Jordan. And when the king was come over, the king kissed Barzillai and blessed him. And he returned unto his own place. Then the king went on to Gilgal, and Chimham went on with him. And all the people of Judah conducted the king, and also half the people of Israel. Well, I sure appreciate what my brothers have just shared. And I just was thinking as they were speaking about the wonderful legacy that our dear older brethren have left and continue to leave with us that are younger. I speak not as one who I think is young anymore, as Jonathan and I were jesting a little, but certainly younger than many here. And one who has, I trust, perhaps in part at least, appreciated much of what my older brethren have passed along. You know, I was thinking of Barzillai. He's an old man. And he was 80 years old. He confessed here in this chapter to David just how much he was feeling the circumstances of age. Strength was leaving him. His body was breaking down. He felt as though he didn't have much left to give. It says of Barzillai that he was a man that had substance. He was a wealthy man. And what he used his material wealth for was to support the king and his people. He willingly laid it down for the service of God, you might say, and for the benefit of his younger brethren. You know, men of wealth in Scripture often speak to us in type of those who have spiritual riches that they can pass along to those who are younger. And we are so indebted to our dear older brethren for your faithfulness, example of faith. And, you know, for sharing something of the spiritual wealth that you've acquired. And I just would encourage you to dispense that wealth to those of us who are poor and who are beggars, to provide us with those years of wisdom and knowledge that you have acquired through your efforts and toil as you poured yourself over the Word of God and mined out many, many gems and principles and instruction. I would encourage you to share that with those of us who are younger, because we hope to gain by that and pass that along too. That's how the truth should be passed along, from generation to generation, in the same purity in which it was originally received, to faithful men. And I like to see this in Barzillai a little bit, how this man, old, felt as though his age was getting the best of him, but yet he still was doing something that was productive. And yet he points over to Chimham and he says, "Take Chimham with you. I don't have the strength to go. I want to be buried in my land where my mother and my father are, but take Chimham." You know, Chimham, I believe, speaks of this, and I think his name means something like longing with great desire. You know, I think of this legacy that our dear older brethren are leaving us and have left us. And if there's one thing that we get from that, at least if I can speak personally, is a spark, a desire, an encouragement, a new motivation to carry on for the Lord and for His things, and to build up those around us and to pass along the truth and carry on in it faithfully. And so it's, in a way, Barzillai leaves this along as well, if I can apply it practically, that he points him on to Chimham, this man who speaks of these things, a man who in type would, I think, point to us of longing with great desire for the things of God. I am so indebted to my older brethren. There's many who I could single out, which I will not do, but those who have just fortified me in my faith. The Lord has used them, various capacities and ways to just spur me on. Older sisters who have been a great help to me, just by way of their own example in the assembly, carrying on. You know, some of us brothers were back there, and we were talking in between meetings, and a brother had made the comment of about a widowed sister who, well into her latter years, was just such a great example of faith. And she would just give little words of encouragement here and there, and it was such a help, such an encouragement. You know, these little gems that our older brethren just kind of lay at our feet, and these seeds that they plant, you have no idea what it does, you know. That it just might be that which lights the fire within a young person or a middle-aged person to carry on. And so I think that, while you might think if you're older that you have not much to give, I would say that you have much to give, because you have much that we don't have. And we need you. Turn to Exodus chapter 24. And I won't make much comment. I just want to notice a couple snippets. Verse 13. And Moses rose up and his minister Joshua. And Moses went up into the Mount of God. Over to chapter 33, I think it is. Verse 11, and the Lord spake unto Moses face to face, as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. I'd like to speak to my younger brethren now, and I would like to encourage you to draw close to your older brethren. And keep step with them. I think a comment was made by a brother at a conference recently, and I could be misquoting it, and I didn't listen to the meeting. I just heard a snippet, something to the effect that if we're just, I think he was speaking from the perspective of an older brother, and I appreciated this comment. He says, if we're just slowing down and you can pass us, just pass us. But I would like to say, too, that we need to draw near and keep step with you. I think of Joshua, this younger man, who kept step with his older brother Moses, you know, kept company with him. The things he must have learned. If you're a young person, I would encourage you to spend time with the older ones in your assembly. You know, there's moments, many moments at conferences like these, and I look back fondly when I was a young person, where there were a number of older brothers poring over the scriptures over the table after lunch, talking about some spiritual truth. And I remember just pulling up a chair and listening, kind of a fly on the wall kind of thing. And that was invaluable, to hear what they had to say. You will never regret getting to know your older brethren better, and I just want to encourage you that you would make that effort. Keep step with them. Hear what they have to say. They have wisdom. They have gems of truth that they can share with you that you may not get anywhere else, frankly. And talk to them and spend time with them. And you'll be the better for it, I promise you that. So just a couple words of encouragement, both for the younger and for my dear older brethren.
Oh, bright and blessed seas, where sin can never come, whose sight our longing spirit dreams from earth, where yet we roam. And can we call our home, our Father's house on high, the rest of God, our rest to come, our place of liberty. Perhaps we can start singing from verse 3. Yes, in the light of sin,
Thank you. encouraged by thy blessed word, with joy we follow thee. 3:1-2.